This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 357, up 11. May corn, 370, up 11.5. May corn, 379, up 11.5. November soybeans, 364 and 3 quarters, up 19.5. January soybeans, 973 and a quarter, up 20. March soybeans, 981 and 3 quarters, up 20. December wheat, 509 and a quarter, up 4. March wheat, 521 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. May wheat, 528, up 5.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Tuesday afternoon. Rain delays in harvest have pushed cash prices higher as new crop supplies are short. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 11 to 13 cents at 310 to 334. Soybean bids 19 to 25 cents higher at 910 to 945. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 8 to 11 cents. That's up 8 to 11 cents at 301 to 327, while soybean bids were 20 to 25 cents higher at 917 to 954. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 9 to 12 higher at 301 to 322. Soybean bids 19 to 22 cents stronger at 915 to 962, with wheat bids up 4 cents at 354 to 439. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 20 to 22 cents higher at 965 to 975. Basis ended steady to 2 cents stronger, range from option to 10 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $354 to $362 per ton. That's up $14 to $16 per ton, with basis $8 to $10 per ton higher, range from $30 to $38 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 11 to 12 cents stronger at 315 to 335, with basis down at 42 to 22 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 10 to 12 cents stronger at 307 to 322, with basis 5 to 10 cents higher, range from 50 to 35 under December. Soybeans ended up 20 to 21 at 9.55 to 9.65, with basis 1 to 10 cents lower, range from 10 under to option November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 11 to 12 higher at 3.26 to 3.27. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 20 to 25 cents, with quotations at $9.95 to $10 even. Soft red winter wheat up 4 to 5 at 384 to 409, and the Milo ended 10 to 11 higher at 332 to 357. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January corn range from 324 up to 346. January soybean bids range from 935 to 965. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted their January bids ranging from 320 up to 349, January soybean bids at 941 to 980. In the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 337 up to 356, with the January soybean bids ranging from 949 up to 988. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, $164.35, down $2.20. December live cattle, $163.92, down $2.77. February live cattle, $163.60, down $2.40. October feeder cattle, $238.72, down $2.57. November feeder cattle, $237.15, down $3. January feeder cattle, $231.12, down $2.42. October lean hogs, $109.52, up 17 cents. December lean hogs, $94.92, up 30 cents. February lean hogs, $92.20, up 10 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 38 cents lower in the range of $97.50 to $106, with a weighted average carcass price of $104.39. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 52 to 59, 4 to 5 weights 56 to 61, 5 to 6 weights 58 to 64, and 600 pounds and up 61 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $73 up to $78. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,170 head. And now the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 511 head. Steers and heifers were $1 to $2 higher. Holstein steers were $2 to $2.50 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $158.50 to $167.50. Select and choice $152. Choice slaughter Holstein steers $152 to $167.75. And choice slaughter heifers were $159 to $163.75. Now from the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $162 to $164, and no reportable trade on a dress basis. Heifers on a live basis were $163 to $164, and on a dress basis $258. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 387 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $117.23, and that was $3.34 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $249.41, that was $1.10 higher. And select carcasses were $236.08, that was 33 cents lower. From the daily estimated slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 115,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 428,000, that compared to 428,000 last week and 434,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the morning farm show brought to you on this Wednesday morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time, but there may be some light rain or drizzle around mid-Illinois not showing up on the color radar weather screen. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Cloudy skies today, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the upper 50s. We will have northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-40s, high temperatures in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds, the barometric pressure is rising, cloudy skies, 52 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI weather watchers Rich Henry of Staunton and the Lang family of Caupine, 0.3 inch of rain, 0.2 inch recorded by Kyle Schmedeke of Irving and here at the Weather Center. Once again, cloudy skies, right now 52 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
After flying from one side of the country to the other, Gene and Ramona are tired and hungry. There's something waiting for them that makes the stiff necks and rumbling stomachs worth it. A bright yellow taxi takes the two to their son's house, where he and his wife are waiting for them to arrive, gathering in the kitchen around a fresh Casey's pizza. They cradle a tiny new baby boy, meeting their grandson for the very first time. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank established in 1854.
This is Aaron with CHS Shipman, and here's what's really going on in the country. Harvest time is quickly approaching, and it's our desire at CHS Shipman for you to be efficient, because no farmer wants to leave money in the field. At CHS Shipman, we have expert agronomists, precision ag experts, and energy experts. It's time to fill your tanks and to bring in your monitors to prepare for harvest. So come see us at CHS just off Route 140 and in Shipman. This is Aaron with CHS, and that's what's really going on in the country.
The Illinois Crop and Weather Report was released. Rainfall continued throughout the state last week and still continues to delay harvest. Isolated hail was reported in the east southeast district. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.54 inches, in line with normal precipitation. There was 4.1 days suitable for field work for the week ending October 12th. The average temperature was 54.2 degrees, 1.8 degrees below normal. Corn mature reached 94% compared to the five-year average of 89%. Corn harvest was 35% complete, up 12 percentage points from last week. Corn condition remained at 83%, good to excellent. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 91%, slightly behind the five-year average of 92%. Soybean harvest was 29% complete, compared with the five-year average of 52%. Soybean condition remained at 79%, good to excellent. Sorghum mature reached 84% and sorghum harvest was 26% complete. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 5% poor, 24% fair, 52% good, and 18% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 5% short, 70% adequate, and 24% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 79% adequate, and 11% surplus. For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions.
Well, it's been a volatile week so far, and going back to the market's reaction to USDA's crop report on Friday, and then you add in volatility that we've seen in the value of the dollar, which has had a big impact on money flow both in and out of the broader commodity sector, and that sometimes has amplified the moves. So it's been one of those weeks where we've seen big swings in prices, and I think we may continue to see that for a little while longer. But overall, the sense of the market seems to be that big crops get bigger, and there's still an expectation that USDA has more size to add to this year's corn and soybean crops as we go into the November report. Harvest should start to open up now. The fields are soggy. It's going to take some time to dry the fields. But fortunately, the weather pattern now from this point forward looks much drier for the Midwest for much of the rest of the month of October. And that should allow us to bring the crops in and start to focus again on the size of the crops we have and then start to assess the demand that we have for these crops.
Well, that's great news for farmers. The crop can be as big as it wants, but it doesn't do us any good if it stays in the fields.
Absolutely, and that's very frustrating. A farmer spends a lot of blood, sweat, and tears producing that crop, and they want to be able to bring it in. As you said, it doesn't do any good just sitting in the field. We need to get it into storage. And then I think one of the concerns is going to be, can we find storage for everything? Now, when you spread out the harvest, it does help move things through the pipeline a little bit better, so we don't have it and ease the storage situation a little bit, but there's still some areas where it's going to be a big concern, particularly in the northwestern Midwest where rail logistics are a bigger problem, and many elevator facilities were half full even before they started the harvest.
Now, for the crop report that came out on Friday, were there any real surprises, or was everything pretty much figured out before it came out?
Well, you could point to the fact that yields came in a little bit lower than what the trade anticipated, and so maybe the bigger surprise was the reaction of the market and how it first went up and then down, and some of that's a result of computers being the first to react, followed by the human reaction. But to me, probably if there were surprises, and they were not big, but things like the latest September 30 stocks report suggested that the USDA's corn and wheat feed usage estimates were too high. And so USDA then, what they do, they raised their feed usage estimates for both corn and wheat for the new marketing year rather than lower them. I think that was a little bit of a surprise. Other than that, not significant surprises. USDA made modest reductions in acreage. Some people were expecting a bigger acreage reduction, but based on the incompleteness of the FSA data, I thought their adjustments were very reasonable. A little bit more moderate increases in yields than what we normally get in big crop years, and based on the yield results that we're getting from our clients across 13 states, we expected a bigger yield increase. Many people in the grain industry expected a bigger yield increase. So call that a surprise, or call that USDA's conservativeness early on. Either way, the trade is still leaning toward expectation. Those yields are going to go higher in the November report.
And have there been any reported problems with the crop yet? Is it coming in pretty clean?
Well, there have been some test weight problems in some parts of the Midwest, and that's not really a surprise in years like this when we have big yields. And we also have seen some variability in yield, particularly in northwestern areas where the frost did end the growing season a little bit early, not reducing production as much as what it could because it came relatively late in the crop cycle, but pulling some bushels off and also impacting quality somewhat. So there are those issues. Overall, I think the yields are definitely the highest in central and eastern areas and more variable and not as strong in the western areas of the Midwest.
Overall, though, Suderman said he could not emphasize enough how much the strength of the dollar is playing into the markets right now.
Well, I think one of the keys we shouldn't underestimate is the impact of the value of the dollar. And overall, the dollar is consolidating now, but its fundamentals remain strong relative to the other major currencies in the world. And as the dollar goes higher, that pulls money out of the broader commodity sector and makes it difficult for the grain and oilseed markets to be able to sustain a rally, but it also amplifies those losses when they do occur. And I think that problem is going to be with us for a little while into the winter and is going to be a factor. And that's why all for the last several months we've been worried about prices going lower than otherwise would be justified by just supply and demand fundamentals alone.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. With a raise in the forecasted pork production last week, pork is now on pace to surpass beef for the first time since 1952. Reuters reports that would come at a surprising time as pork producers in the U.S. are recovering from the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. As market data would point out, hog weights have increased during that time, even as PEDV has killed an estimated 8 million piglets. In the monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, the USDA raised the commercial pork production forecast for 2015 to 23.9 billion pounds. USDA projected 2015 beef output at 23.8 billion pounds, with a marginal upward revision from the September report at 2.3% decline versus last year's production. Hogs will become readily available as farms largely unaffected by the virus grow their herds, thanks largely to high-priced hogs and low-cost feed, according to Reuters. On the other hand, it will take at least 2 years, the time for a calf to reach slaughter weight, before cattle ranchers can expect a turnaround in the U.S. herd from a 63-year low after several years of drought-damaged crops. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.